ಸಭ್ಯೋತ್ಥಾನಂ ಮಧರ್ಮಶಃ ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಸೃಜಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪರಿತ್ರಾಣಾಯ ಸಾಧುನಾಂ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಚ ಜೋಸ್ಕೃತಾಂ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪನಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶಂಭಾಮಿ ಯುಗೇ ಯುಗೇ ಶಂಭಾಮಿ ಯುಗೇ ಯುಗೇ. ಹರೇರ ನಾಮ ಹರೇರ ನಾಮ ಹರೇರ ನಾಮೈರ ಕೇವಲಂ ಕಲೌ ನಾಷ್ಟೇವ 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 ಗತಿರಂ ನಥಾ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and welcome to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all of you to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. But remember, today instead of midday program, we're going to have the evening program starting at 4:30, and we'll be celebrating Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. Acharya's disappearance day. Remember, the program, the midday program is cancelled, but instead we'll have the program at 4:30 to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Please come along and join us in this function.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Also remember, we are passing through Damodar Mantra, the Kartik month. This mantra is very auspicious and very special for devotees, Vaishnavas, and we do any devotional service done during this month gives us benefits thousands of times. So take advantage of this opportunity and do some service or increase your services a bit. Like, for example, we chant the Maha Mantra. Normally, devotees chant 16 rounds. You can increase that a bit, do 17, 18 or something like that. Others take a vow, they leave their favorite food on this dish on this day, on this month. Also, a lot of devotees do fasting from eating three meals. They would like to eat only one meal per day. There are many different ways. Some devotees who can afford the time, they go to Vrindavan, India, and spend their whole month, entire month, going around the path, places where Lord Krishna pastimes have done. So today I'll continue with Mukunda Mala Srota of King Kulshekar and continue from text 24. Mam draksh krishna punyam chanamam api bhavato bhakti hinam padam bhaje mam shosham shvaya bandham tava charitam apasayanade akyana jatam mam samaranam samars madho tamapi bhuvanapate Cheta-sapunavanam Mam-bhuva-tvat-sapraya-vyaktarati-rahitu Janma-janamantare-api Translation. O Madhu, please do not let me even glance at those whose pious credits are so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet. Please do not let me be distracted from listening to the worthy narrations of your pastimes and become interested in other topics. Please, O Lord of the universe, let me pay no attention to those who avoid thinking of you. And let me never be unable to save you in some menial way, bath after bath. The purport is like this. Like other Vaishnavas' prayers, King Kulshekhar's are characterized by single-minded intensity. A critic might say his attitude doesn't embody the golden mean praised in Greek wisdom. The critic might ask, what's wrong with sometimes saving Krishna and sometimes enjoying yourself in sense gratification? Why be so fanatical as to avoid even glancing at the impious persons? And why focus exclusively on the deity of Lord Vishnu? These questions are not to be answered by reason alone. The devotee's exclusive intensity is dictated by love. It is unreasonable to ask someone in love to be interested in something other than his beloved. But Krishna bhakti is not an ordinary lover's madness. Sri Krishna is the absolute truth, the source of supreme wisdom, and as such, in the Bhagavad Gita, he teaches single-minded devotion to himself. Bhaktaya to ananya sakhaya aham evam vido jana vino vido arjuna jatum darsum cha tatvena pravisyetum cha prantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 54. Furthermore, unlike ordinary materialistic love, one-pointed devotion to Krishna does not produce indifference to everything else besides one's beloved. While in this way, King Kulshekhar expresses his valid wish to avoid the association of non-devotees out of compassion, a pure devotee will glance at and pay attention to non-devotees for the sake of preaching. When a devotee actually becomes fully absorbed in Krishna, he sees the whole world as the Lord's creation and everything as part and parcel of his energies. Through his exclusive devotion to the Lord, the devotee becomes a Mahatma, a high-souled person who works for the benefit of all living beings by reminding them of their connection with Krishna. The stage of Krishna consciousness, King Kulshekhar desires, is not artificial but is the original state of the living beings. He is therefore calling out to the Lord to invoke his mercy so that he can return to his original undistracted, blissful state of samadhi. In the conditional state, souls are bewildered by innumerable distractions in the name of necessities, sufferings and enjoyments. And so our devotee prays for the removal of these distractions. The language of devotion may seem extreme to the distracted materialistic, but it is actually a prayer for a return to sanity and balance, a return to eternal servitude by the eternal servant of the Supreme Master. Text 25. Majjananam majjanamanam phalavidam madhu kaitabhari mat parthayanye mad anugrahaye sayeva tvadya bhritya bhritya paricharak bhritya bhritya partayasye bhritaye ete ma samarana samare lokanatha. O enemy of Madhu and Kaitabha, O Lord of the universe, the perfection of my life and the most cherished mercy you could show me would be for you to consider me the servant of 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 your servant. This verse is startling for its repetition of the word servant. Seven times, one can almost picture all the servants of the Lord whom Kulshekhar wishes to save. Direct servants of Lord Krishna are Srimati Radharani, O Lord Balram, and other gopis and cowherd boys. Some of the gopis and cowherd boys are assistants to the direct servants. Among these assistants are the manjaris who help Radharani save Krishna and who, according to her experience, experience happiness even greater than hers. The Vaishnavas, spiritual masters, especially those in the Madhuryaras, save the gopis, and each spiritual master is being saved by his disciples. In the modern age, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who was saved directly by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And these Goswamis also took disciples such as Krishna Das Kaviraj, who in turn accepted devotee disciples, and His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is in the 11th spiritual generation of that Chaitanya Sampradaya. So the phrase Tvad Bhartiye 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 Parikchar ke bhartiye 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 se bhartiya is not only pleasing poetry, but it is an accurate description of the parampara. Each devotee is saving a previous servant of the Lord. To consider oneself a servant of all the Vaishnavas and to put their foot dust on one's head is not demeaning. It is the best way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj told his father that unless one humbly saves the Vaishnavas and bathes in the dust of their lotus feet, one can never attain devotional service to Krishna. King Kulshekhar says that if the Lord grants his prayers, it will be the display of his most cherished message. But why does he ask to be so many times removed from direct service? Why not ask simply to be the servant of the Lord? One reason is that the Supreme Lord does not accept direct service without service to his servants. As Krishna states in Adi Puran, Eme bhakta jana partha name bhakta satna chate janaha mad bhakta nam chahe bhaktas teme Bhakta Mahamataha. My dear Partha, those who say that they are my devotees are not my devotees, but those who claim to be devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees. The pure devotee's chief aim is to please his worshipable Lord, and a wise Vaishnava knows what will please him best, becoming the servant many times removed from the Lord's bona fide servant. It is because the servants of God are so dear to the Lord that one can please him best by pleasing them, pleasing his servants. Srila Prabhupada compared the process to an ordinary person's attempt to please a very great man. Normally, an ordinary man cannot even approach the great man. But if by good fortune he is able to please the great man's pet dog, then he can quickly achieve the favor of the celebrated person. Another reason a devotee wishes to save through other devotees is that he is naturally humble. He wants to take that place below rather than push himself forward. He wants to save all the devotees or even worship the place where they have walked. The genuine devotee does not rashly presume that he is a member of the inner circle of the Lord's most dear ones. Lord Chaitanya had advised us that if we really wish to chant the holy name constantly, we should consider ourselves lower than the straw in the street, devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respect to others. We should save not only recognized devotees but all living entities by giving them Krishna consciousness. Text 26. Tattvam urvanani paramparastana Madhu charanti va mudavahani pravartaye pranjalir smir jive namani narayana gocharani. My dear tongue, King Kulshekar prays further. My dear tongue, I stand before you with joined palms and beg you to recite the names of Lord Narayan. These names describing the Supreme Absolute Truth bring great pleasure as if exuding honey. At first, our tongues may be unwilling to chant the Lord's names. Describing the neophyte chanter, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, some bear only the burden. Others appreciate the true worth of things. Srila Rupa Goswami also recognizes the plight of the beginner and encourages him to pursue his chanting, even though it seems dry and unpleasant. The only name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all The holy names, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that if a person simply chants these sweet names carefully every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. This is from Nectar of Instructions. We may also take heart in the example of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Although born in a Muslim family, he received the mercy of the holy name and began to chant Hare Krishna constantly. In this way, he achieved the highest perfection of love of Godhead. Indeed, he was such an exalted devotee that Lord Chaitanya himself praised him as if speaking with five mouths. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but it is encouraging to know that although one may be low-born, one can overcome all of the obstacles by the mercy of holy name. Moreover, Haridas Thakur always remained very humble and wanted to remain aware of his material disqualification. He therefore did not want to associate too intimately with Lord Chaitanya and did not attempt to enter the temple of Jagannath Puri. Cultivating humility in the mood of Haridas Thakur is an absolute requirement for one who wishes to taste the nectar of the holy name and to chant constantly. The honey within the holy name is remembrance of Krishna. That is why chanting the name brings ecstasy. As Srila Prabhupada writes, the more one chants the names of Krishna, the more one becomes attached. Thus, service by sravanam and kirtanam, hearing and chanting about Krishna is the beginning. The next process is samaranam, always remembering Krishna. When one is perfect in hearing and chanting, he will always remember Krishna. In this third stage, he becomes the greatest yogi. Whether we are still at the beginning stage of bhakti, afflicted with avidya, or whether we are starting to appreciate the true worth of things, let us all go on chanting the holy names of the Lord, and let us relish verses from the authorized devotees who tell us of the honey in the holy name, just such as this one by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murare viramita nija dharma dhyana puja diyatanam katam api sakrad atay atam atam mukti dham parani nam yata paramam amritam ekam jivanam bhusanam me. All glories to the all blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotees to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation and worship. When someone or other uttered even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. Brad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, text 9. Next slok, text 27. Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam Karomi Narayana Pujanam Sada Vadami Narayanam Nirmalam Samrami Narayana Tattvamayoyam. At every moment I bow down to the lotus feet of Narayan. I perform worship to Narayan. I recite the pure name of Narayan and I reflect on the infallible truth of Narayan. One may wonder, is this an exaggeration or perhaps an expression of wishful thinking? The answer is no. This verse describes the practical experience of King Kulshekara, a pure devotee. Moreover, such absorption in various services to the Lord is possible not only for King Kulshekara, but for all sincere devotees. Such 24-hour engagement in the Lord's service is rarely possible at once. But we can take encouragement from Lord Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 9. If you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop the desire to attain me. King Kulshekara first states, Namami, I offer obeisances. This refers to bowing down to the Lord physically and mentally, thus praying to him one's whole being to be placed as Lord Chaitanya said, as an atom at his lotus feet. We offer obeisances because we recognize the inconceivable greatness of the Supreme Lord, and we beg for awareness of our own tininess and dependence on him. In addition to following the regulative principles of devotional service, we should take time regularly to go beyond the mechanical activities of religious duties, beyond all the relative roles we may play with our family in our religious institution, and to try to recall that we are actually eternal servants of the Supreme Lord of all living beings. The preacher of Krishna consciousness should offer mental obeisances to the recipients of his message. Lord Chaitanya advised his followers, Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Impart Krishna's teachings to whomever you meet. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 7, Text 128. By carrying out his order, we offer humble obeisances to Lord within all living entities. King Kulshakra says that he recites the name of Narayan at every moment. Srila Prabhupada advised his followers to do the same. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we are teaching our followers to chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously on beat. Even those who are not accustomed to this practice are advised to chant at least 16 rounds on beat so they may be trained. Sada means always. Haridas Thakur says, Nirantaram Nama Laho, chant the Hare Krishna mantra without stopping. To chant all the time, one has to follow Lord Chaitanya's advice to think oneself lower than the straw in the street and offer all respects to others. In this way, one combines reciting the Lord's names and offering obeisance. A person who does not offer respect to God and all God's creatures, who is proud of his material acquisitions, cannot call upon the Lord sincerely. Even if he does occasionally chant the Lord's name, he does so with complacency. A devotee who realizes his actual situation of dependence on Krishna calls on the name of the Lord the way a child calls upon his mother. And as stated in previous verses, such a chanter tastes unprecedented nectar in the holy name. King Kulshekhar also reflects on the infallible truth of Narayan. The conclusion, which means Siddhanta, concerning the science of Supreme Personality of Godhead is received from the scriptures, from the Guru, and from authorized sadhus. One should regularly read and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and similar Vaishnava works. And one should also hear realized devotees explain them. One who does so will eventually be able to see all events in a Krishna conscious way. This is known as Shastra Chakshu, seeing the world with the vision gained through the scriptural knowledge. So we'll stop there.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama,